Last week, we heard about how two disciples walking with Jesus for some 7 miles to Emmaus, not knowing that it was Jesus, and how they finally realized it was Jesus, and then he disappeared from their sight. Did they groan and grumble about how little time they had gotten to see him? No, that very hour, even though, as they themselves had said, it was evening and the day was over, they jumped up in the same hour, no doubt made much better time returning to Jerusalem with the joyful news that he was risen. Today, Luke tells us of a similar happening 40 days later, when he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. Did you ever wonder if Easter really makes a difference? 43 days earlier, Jesus was parted from his disciples and laid in a new tomb. And that time, they were cowering in fear behind closed doors. That time, they were going about with downcast faces. But this time, after parting from their best friend, they are in the temple, blessing God continually. They return to Jerusalem after seeing him off with great joy. Why joy? To say goodbye. Why great joy? The disciples could return to Jerusalem, of course, with great joy. Even though Jesus was no longer visibly present with them, because Jesus had blessed them. And we think, boy, if only I could have that blessing, then I could be full of joy even when I'm all alone, even when everyone has left. But what sort of blessing was it that Jesus spoke? We don't have the words of that Ascension Day blessing that sent them away with such joy. But we have many other blessings of our Lord throughout the New Testament, don't we? Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Or, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. Amen. Or, peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Grace, mercy, peace, love. At least one of these is a part of every formal blessing spoken in the New Testament. And all of these are a result of our Savior's work. It was the unearned grace or favor of God that was shown in sending His only Son to die for us. It was mercy that saw our needs and moved to help when we did not even know we needed help, and still does help us from day to day for Jesus' sake. It was in the blood of Christ that we were cleansed from sin and the hostility with God was ended. Peace. And hereby know we the love of God, that He sent His only Son into the world that we might live through Him. Grace, mercy, peace, love. Surely this was also the content of Jesus' blessing on that day. The disciples could return to Jerusalem without a visible Christ, Because even though they could not see him, he could still bless them, even when parted from them. Hence the joy. We often trust our own eyes, don't we, to tell us whether or not Christ is with us and able to bless us. But by his word, he continues his blessing of us, so we too will be able to go back to the future with great joy and comfort. And when we part for a while from parents, family, and friends who have shared his word of blessing with us, we may do that also with the same great joy and comfort. The disciples knew that nothing on earth could part them from that blessing of Christ, not the cloud nor anything else, for they had seen that not even the death and burial of their dear Lord had stood in the way of his blessing them with more than they could ever think or ask. The disciples had seen, and so have we, through their testimony, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The disciples could return to Jerusalem with great joy, and we can bid farewell to companions in Christ, because even if here our pathways part, even if we suffer bitter pain, yet one in Christ and one in heart, we hope to meet again. Amen. Hymn 47.